The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say a few words about the practice this morning. A lot of this mindfulness practice has to do with how we use our attention, both how we use it and also how it's directed. And many times in our lives, our attention, our precious attention, is directed to our thinking, in such a way that our relationship to the world goes through the filter, goes through the channel of our thinking. And so we have attention. Attention sees through the lens of thinking, and then we see the world in a particular way. But sometimes in meditation, you see that you're not even seeing. The attention kind of stops in thinking. And so we're thinking about things, and we're concerned with things. And even sometimes in the present moment, the attention goes to our thinking, and we're thinking about what's happening in the present moment. And the attention is primarily going towards stories, ideas, interpretations, commentary, what's happening. And meditation offers the opportunity to use awareness, use attention in a different way, and that is not to have it primarily or foremostly go to the world of thinking, but to have it first and foremost go into something we call direct experience. And often it's a direct experience of our body, our physical experience, and it's very common for meditations to use the breathing, the direct experience of breathing. But the idea is to use the awareness, direct the awareness to feel and sense what's happening more directly in our physical, immediate, sensory experience. So, and then there might be thoughts involved. However, those thoughts are peripheral. They're there kind of around the edges as opposed to being at the center of what's going on. And so to then how we're aware it's very helpful, I think, to both to have attention directed to something like breathing or the body, but how is to be receptive. And, you know, it takes a lot of stability, it takes a lot of ability to stay focused, to be receptive. But the idea is to open up to something in receptive mode rather than a proactive mode. Often when we're in the world of thinking, in the world of self-concern, we're trying to make something happen. We're trying to stop something from happening. We're trying to figure something out. We're doing something. And so it's, you know, you can say a little bit it's directed. And the opportunity in meditation is to not be doing something to make something happen, but rather to sit and be receptive and let awareness be a almost like a receptive field within which the experiences of the body show themselves, which they arise, in which they come. And this idea of kind of being in receptive awareness and sensing and feeling the sensations of breathing, sensing and feeling the sensations of the body, allows for a deeper relaxation and allows for a certain kind of concentration, stability and focus on the direct experience, that then we can begin appreciating some of the really good feelings that arise when we start to relax, when we start to focus. And there's often a lot more good feelings present than we are aware of if we're seeing the world through our thoughts. Through our thoughts, our thoughts are not neutral, and their thoughts can also kind of cast a huge influence on our emotions, our feelings, and our tension in our body. But if we can have the thoughts be peripheral and the attention be central in the body, it allows for what's there in the body to begin to show itself and move and unfold, and really, like something like tensions will begin to relax, tightness will begin to loosen, but also some of the flowing sensations that come with relaxations, the flowing sensations of joy or happiness, can begin to glow, can begin to kind of surface and move through the body. And that's kind of allowing this deeper upwelling of good feelings in the body to arise is considered very, very helpful for the process of really being present and really kind of tuning the mind and the heart in such a way that we can really see what's happening here. We can see deeper and deeper kind of ways in which we are caught, deeper ways we're attached, we're resisting, deeper and deeper understandings of kind of what's really operating for us. So rather than being some kind of hedonistic experience to experience relaxation and well-being and joy in meditation, it's meant to be the opposite, because hedonism is still kind of contracted around self and wanting some kind of pleasure. But this deeper letting go, letting go, letting go, and being receptive can show us more and more in subtle ways, ways in which we interfere with our life, the ways in which we tighten and resist and are attached. So I think it's kind of a remarkable process that that we use attention to have a sense of well-being and to feel it, make room for it. It's not automatic we can do that, but it's usually much more available to people than they realize if they can learn to not have thinking as the primary filter for attention, for awareness. So attention doesn't go into thinking first and foremost. But in a sense, first and foremost, it kind of goes through the body and is receptive and open and aware of what's there, centered and present. So you might today, as we're practicing, you might be attentive to how you use your attention, this precious resource. Does it go mostly into the world of thinking? And then through thinking is how you find your orientation in the world, what goes on. Or is thinking can be more peripheral, and the primary way that attention goes is into your direct experience, physical experience. As you walk, the physical experience of the body walking. As you sit, the physical experience of sitting. And if it can be physical, then what happens if you become receptive in that awareness? Not directive, but just open awareness. Let it come, that physical experience. And then maybe you'll have a good time. Thank you.